not made cornbread pancakes.
I don't know what you call them. I call them cornbread pancakes.
What do they look like?
They look like a pancake, only they're made out of cornbread. Okay. You eat them just like a pancake, but you don't put syrup on them. I fix them when I fix when we have a vegetable supper. Mm-hmm. I fix the cornbread
is that
patties.
Common around here, because somebody else mentioned those, and I've never heard of cornbread pancakes.
I don't know whether they're that common or not. How I found out about them, I've had them all my life, but we used to have a black that would go with us to the beach, and she would do all the cooking, and she'd fix them, and they were good. So that's where I found out about them from.
And you do eat them just like pancakes?
Yeah, but without syrup. Yeah. Okay. You eat them just like you would a piece of cornbread on me. It's a pancake.
Have you heard of a soft kind of dish made out of cornmeal?
Cornmeal mush.
Okay, what would you put into that?
I don't have any idea what it is.
Okay. How about...
I've made hot tamale pies with cornmeal.
And what
you do is you make a batter type... Mm-hmm. Stuff with water and cornmeal, and it's sort of a mushy type stuff, and you outline the pan with it, and then you put your hamburger with the tomato sauce and mm-hmm. the olives and stuff in there, and then you dot the stuff, the cornbread mush stuff on top of it, stick it in the oven, and hush puppies.
Okay, yeah, what are those?
Okay, those are, that's cornmeal that you pour hot water into until you get it at a certain consistency, okay. And it has onions in it. You spoon it out with a teaspoon and drop it in the hot batter to fry.
Okay. Have you heard of a corn dodger?
No, never heard of corn dogs now. A corn dog is a hot dog on a stick with a corn batter around the outside, and it's deep fried.
Okay. There are two kinds of bread. You have homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called...
bakery bread.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these. You put syrup and butter on them.
Pancakes.
Okay. What would you make those out of? What kind of flour?
Pancake flour, waffle mix.
If you were making them from scratch?
If I was making them from scratch, I'd make them out of just regular flour.
Okay. You might go to the store to buy two of flour.
Two sacks of flour?
It's a weight.
2 5-pound sacks of flour. Okay.
What is the inside part of the egg called?
The yolk.
And what color is that?
Yellow.
Okay, if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Hard boil.
Boil what?
Eggs.
Okay. If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water, what kind are they? You crack them.
Poached.
Okay. What do you call the salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Salt pork.
Okay. Let's see. If you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that part?
I don't know.
Okay. The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And what do you call the outside of that?
The rind.
Okay. What is the name of the man who cuts up the meat for you?
The butcher.
Okay. If meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spoil.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog's head cheese?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've never had any.
No. Okay. Have you heard of any other?
No.
Name? You heard of souse?
No.
Okay. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't have any idea. What is it called?
Have you heard of liver pudding or liver sausage?
No. Well, I've heard of liver sausage.
But you didn't know it.
I don't know a whole lot about that.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.